Hello and welcome to another edition of the Regarding ID podcast. This is Zach Martin, editor of Regarding ID magazine. Today we're speaking again with Thomas Benninghoff, a partner at Wildman Herald and chairman of the ABA Task Force on Identity Management Issues. But before we dive in, first a word from our sponsor.
Whether you are protecting a critical infrastructure or vital information, or securing a facility or border, you need to answer the same question. In the modern world of identities, how do you establish with absolute certainty that someone is who they claim to be? At CSC, we understand that the heart of identity management is the creation of trusted identities. For more information, go to csc.com/identity-management. CSC, beyond a shadow of a doubt.
When it comes to an ID ecosystem, there are many different issues to be worked out. Liability and contracts are two areas of concern. Tom is going to fill us in on what was discussed at an ABA TSCP meeting back in June and how it might impact different efforts. Tom, you are head of an ABA panel that's looking into kind of some of the privacy legislation issues around identity. I know you had a meeting back in June. I was wondering if, you know, what was discussed at that, what were some of the things that came out of that, if you can kind of give me, you know, an overview of what, you know, what happened at that meeting, that would be great.
Okay, sure. Well, the group that I chair is called the American Bar Association Identity Management Legal Task Force, and of course our mission and our focus is to look at the legal side of all of these identity issues. We held a joint meeting in late June with a group called Trans Global Secure Collaboration Program, or TSCP. Mm-hmm. This is a collaborative effort of basically the major defense and aerospace industry firms like, you know, Boeing and Lockheed and Northrop Grumman, both in the U.S. and in the EU, as well as some of the key government defense agencies like the U.S. Defense Department, the French and the UK and the Netherlands Ministry of Defense and so forth. And they are looking at identity issues in the context of all the various transactions involved in, you know, building defense systems and fighter planes and, you know, all of that kind of thing. And so we held a joint meeting to really talk about the various identity management issues from the different perspectives of our two groups. I would say it was a two-day meeting. We focused quite heavily on liability issues, which is one of the sort of the major categories of concerns that tend to come up in the context of identity management. So we spent a lot of time talking about liability. We spent a lot of time talking about how these identity systems might be structured from a contractual point of view, you know, focusing on issues, you know, like how do we make sure that all of the participants are legally bound to follow the rules that are set up, and how do we allocate liability among them if, you know, if they don't follow the rules and something goes wrong. And of course, that's a major debate. I don't think we figured out the answer, but we certainly had, I thought, a very, very productive discussion, you know, dealing with some of the options that might be employed. We also talked about trying to, you know, maybe solidify that a little more and even use it as perhaps future input into the NSTIC process as the, you know, the federal NSTIC program looks at, you know, trying to push forward some sort of identity system. But I think one of the key things, or a couple of the key things that came out of it in terms of the liability side are, first and foremost, that there's not a one-size-fits-all answer to the liability question in an identity system. And so, you know, when you have a system comprised of large companies and government defense agencies like you have with the TSCP group, the way you allocate liability might well be very different than in an identity system, for example, involving mostly consumers, you know, dealing with whether it's private parties or whether it's government agencies. So that it's really probably going to have to vary depending upon the system involved and the players involved. We also looked at, you know, the sort of the interplay between existing law, which is out there and which would provide some answer to the identity question, although we might not like the answer, and the interplay between that law and sort of the law that we can agree upon amongst ourselves by contract, and how we can use, you know, contractual vehicles to modify existing rules and to tailor those rules to better fit the situation. And then, of course, to bring that all together, if we're going to modify rules by contract, we need a way to bring all the parties together into a contractual system. And again, that's a little easier for the TSCP folks because they're already contractually dealing with each other in their various business activities, constructing defense systems and fighter planes and so forth. So it's easier there than it would be, for example, in a consumer situation where you've got millions of consumers potentially using systems and trying to, somehow figure out a way that we can make sure everybody's legally bound. So those are kind of the challenges that we face, and like I said, I thought it was a very good, productive discussion in terms of helping to clarify those issues and clarify some of the possible approaches that one might take.
Do you think something like what the TSCP has in place, you know, the governance model or the liability model that they are using, could, you know, is there stuff that can be taken away from that and used in the national strategy, or is it just too different, are you guys doing that?
No, I absolutely think that there is a lot that can be leveraged there. Again, it might not come out exactly the same way under the national strategy project, for example, but I think we can learn valuable lessons from the way they structured it. And some of the problems that they had to deal with in terms of making that happen, and so when we port that over to another system or to the National Strategy Project, we may decide a particular issue differently, but we've got some models we can use for the underlying structure.
Great.
So yeah, I think there's a lot that can be leveraged there.